So I'm going to be talking this morning about something that's very central to the theme of this conference. So healthography. We've heard a lot about how place matters. And what this talk that I'm going to be presenting is about is a deeper look at sort of why place matters. So we know that place has an important influence on your health. We think that one of the reasons is educational variation across the states. So building off of the America's Health Ranking, which is about to celebrate its 25th year next month when they launch, which does a comparison of states on a number of different indicators, and it is the data that I'll be using for this. I did not build in a background on America's Health Rankings, but Sarah will be going over that in her presentation. So I do have one disclosure, and that is that I chair the Scientific Advisory Committee for the America's Health Rankings and receive some funding from the United Health Foundation for that. Just want to acknowledge and give thanks to, and a shout out if she's here, Becky Spitzer, my graduate research assistant who hasn't made it in yet, and we won't say why, although I do know she was staying on Bourbon Street, so maybe that has something to do with it. Colleagues at Arundel Street, Tom Eckstein, who's in the audience, and Sarah Milder here, and then United Health Foundation and Shelley. Thank you very much. So what do we already know? So this is preaching to the choir here, but we know that smoking, obesity, physical inactivity are the leading causes of illness and death in the U.S. We also know that rates of health conditions such as diabetes and poor health status vary by geography. And the premise is that education is an important part of this disparity. So in the United States, about 80% of Americans over age 25 have a high school education or greater, and about 24% have a college education. But that varies wildly by geography. So in West Virginia, we have 15% that have a college education. In Massachusetts, it's over double, so it's 33% that have a college education. So what I set out to learn in this is to look at the rates of smoking, inactivity, obesity, and diabetes, and health status by education. And I wanted to look at time trends to determine whether or not the gap between those with the least education and those with the most education had changed over time. So the data that I used for this comes from the behavioral risk factor survey, but it's actually the data as it's used in the America's Health Ranking. And there's a reason for making that distinction, and that is that it's 1 year lagged. And so I'm using files from the America's Health Rankings. So if it were, 2012 data, then it's in the 2013 ranking. So we have four indicators: smoking, inactivity, obesity, and diabetes, which are precursors or predictors or impact health status. So we'll be looking at those four indicators separately, as well as health status, but then also looking at those indicators and how they influence health status, all through the lens of education. So I looked at the one thing about America's Health Rankings that it's important to sort of wrap your brain around, and that is that we're looking at state level rates. So this is not individual person level data, but it's data at the state. So I had a 10-year look back. We had data from 2003 to 2012. And just to make a note that the BRFAS data did, the behavioral risk factor surveillance data system, underwent a big change in 2011. And so their methodology changed and made it so that the ability to look at things over time is a little bit compromised. That happened in 2011, which impacts the 2012 America's Health Ranking. And I have included those data, but I've marked them and I've looked at it separately as well. But I wanted to have that sort of longer lens, so I went ahead and left it in. And then one of the measures that I wanted to look at was the what I'm calling the disparity gap. So I wanted to look at the differences between the rate of the behavior for those that had the least education, so those without high school education, compared to those who had a college degree or higher. So where did we start out in this 10-year window? Back in 2003, smoking was at 22% across the U.S. The average was 22%, but again, place matters. So there was a low of 12% in Utah and a high of 30% in Kentucky. Inactivity was at 47%. Again, a low of 15% in Minnesota and a high of 31% in Kentucky. Obesity was at 23%. Again, we have the variation across states, 16% to 28% from the low to the high. Diabetes was at 7%. Again, great variation across the states. And then health status was at 54%. So that's the percent that are good, report their health as good or better than that. So I want to orient you to the charts because I have a couple of these and they're all the same. So once we get the layout of the land here, they'll flow pretty easy. So along the x-axis we have the years of data, and then across the on the y-axis I have the percent of whatever the indicator is that I'm looking at, and this one is smoking by adults. And then I have four lines that indicate the rates among the different educational levels. So at the bottom, and they're pretty much always in this order, for the indicators where low is better, the bottom line is college. That's the purple line, those with college degree or higher. Post-high school, so some college, maybe not a college degree, or secondary, like a community college, is the green. Those with high school education are the red, and those that did not graduate from high school are the blue. The little dotted line is that's running through right around 2011 and 2012. I do that sometimes. I just drop a whole decade. Oh, that was a century. That is just to mark and remind us that that's when the BRFAS data changed. Okay, so what does this graph tell us? So for smoking, we see in the aggregate, you know, the trend is going down. Over time, and fewer people are smoking. But if you look at that gap between starting in 2003 and then even at the end, the gap between the college educations, those with college education and those with high school education, you can see that that gap is huge for starters, and also it has not changed over time. So we have the same layout here, only this is with physical inactivity. So these are people who have not gotten regular exercise. What we see here is a little bit different. So here we see that this is actually increasing. So this is, it's actually decreasing because this is where low is good. So more people are getting activity, so it's kind of a little bit flipped backwards. You see the huge gap at the beginning of the time period, and then you can see that that gap actually has narrowed, although most of the gains have been in those with less than high school education. And this, unfortunately, is going in the opposite direction. So here we have obesity. And you can see what we've heard in the news and what we all know is that obesity is increasing. You can see that that's basically happened in all the educational groups. And there is a gap. The gap is not as large as it is in some of the other indicators, but it's there and it is also not changing. And then we have diabetes. Again, the news not so good, so diabetes rates have increased. There is a huge gap. The gap is still there. You know, it was there at the beginning and it's there at the end. So this pattern is fairly consistent as you look across these indicators by education. And then the last one is health status. And this is probably the most distressing one. So even though smoking has gotten a little better and inactivity has gotten a little better, there hasn't been much change in health status. The gap is huge between those with college education and those without less than high school education. And this one is actually flipped, just in case you're a little confused by the colors, because this is an indicator where higher is better. All right, so what did that race through the 10 years worth of data tell us? So we had some good news in there, and that is that smoking and physical inactivity are in the aggregate improving. The not so good news is that diabetes and obesity are in the aggregate increasing. And in terms of the disparity gap, that gap between those with college education and those with less than high school education, the gap increased for smoking, diabetes, and obesity. And the only place where we saw the gap narrow was physical inactivity. So I wanted to take a little bit of a closer look at these conditions and behaviors. And so I looked at smoking, physical inactivity, diabetes, and obesity, and they are all highly and significantly, strongly and significantly correlated. The education gap is also positively correlated with the overall rate for smoking, physical inactivity, and diabetes. In other words, the higher your gap, the higher your rate is going to be. And they're also significantly correlated in the direction, as you would expect, with health status. So the higher a state's rate is in these behaviors, the lower their health status rates would be. So in looking at this in a multivariate analysis to try to understand which of these factors are the most important, I looked at smoking, physical inactivity, obesity, and diabetes, looking at both the rates at the beginning of the period and the rates at the end of the period, a measure for the disparity gap for each of those rates, and the proportion of people with high school education, or level of high school education or greater in the state, as it would predict the health status rate for the state in 2012. And I did do this for leaving off the funky year of BRFAS data, and it didn't make any difference, so I left it this way. And the significant predictors that we found are that the smoking rates, the inactivity rates, the diabetes rates, and the overall proportion of population with an education greater than high school are significant predictors of the health status rates in the state. The gap in diabetes is also significant. And interestingly, where you start or where a state started in 2003 was not a significant predictor. So we know we have a couple of limitations, a whole lot of limitations on a study that's ecological. So this is state-based rates. And we don't have any information about whether or not these relationships are, in this study, that these relationships hold at the individual level. And there are also other predictors that might have been important that weren't in the data set that we couldn't look at. But nonetheless, the data give us a quick insight into what might be happening at the state level and what might could be done. And so what we can learn from these data are that the disparity by education is large. And there's been very little change in that gap over this 10-year window. But overall, the health status rates might be improved by improving the predictors of smoking, inactivity, and diabetes. Those were strongly correlated with the health status rates. And improving those, one way to do that would be reducing the educational gaps. And that we also might want to explore which states have done a better job of reducing those gaps and how they have done that. And that is the quick and the dirty through the 10 years of America's health ranking data. And the website for where these data are is in the next presentation. So, thank you.